Our next guest reportedly missed his own commencement ceremony at UW-Madison because he was acting in Chicago, appearing for the first time professionally in a production of Hair. Well, he's going to make it to a commencement ceremony. The current senior class leadership asked now Broadway star Andre DeShields back to address the undergraduate class of 2021 at their commencement ceremony tomorrow. DeShields is affectionately known as Broadway's deity. He won the 2019 Tony Award for Best Featured Actor in a Musical, playing Hermes in the show Hadestown, which also won the Tony for Best Musical. The cast of Hadestown won a Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album, and despite the pandemic, he's continued to work, including a solo performance in Frederick Douglass, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, and a star role in Ratatouille, the TikTok musical. Andre DeShields is currently rehearsing King Lear for the St. Louis Shakespeare Festival. Andre, welcome back to Central Time.
It's my pleasure to be here in the middle of everything.
And there's a lot of everything to be in the middle of. First of all, this commencement ceremony here at your alma mater. Welcome back to Wisconsin for that virtual ceremony. What are you thinking about as you return to Wisconsin to address these new graduates?
Well, first of all, Madison, Wisconsin is one of the most livable cities on the planet. So I think about that. I also think that when I graduated 50 years ago, I had no idea that I would have this long-standing relationship with the university. But they have treated me well, and I hope I am returning that treatment by speaking to the graduates of 2021 who missed their live ceremony because of the pandemic. And my message to them is, you haven't missed anything. You're right on time. Every problem is disguising a gift. It's up to you to uncover the gift and use it.
Looking at this last year, as you say, so much going on, all the protests over issues of race in the United States, and you are playing Frederick Douglass. You're channeling him. What was it like to play this legendary figure of the 19th century amidst some of the issues he wrote about still going on here in the 21st century?
First of all, it was absolutely necessary. I was looking forward to this opportunity to make some kind of tribute to the annual celebration of Black History Month. And when I was asked what I was interested in doing, Frederick Douglass came to mind because of his iconic position as one of the most influential abolitionists, orators in the history, not only the 19th century, but in the history of this country. He was also a friend, a political friend of Abraham Lincoln, and partly because of his advice, the North was able to win the war. Now, but what made it absolutely special is that I brought Frederick Douglass into the 21st century and made it possible for him to speak to those of us who are experiencing so much frustration, so much disillusion, so much strangeness. And his wisdom continues to resonate for us. And then, of course, the magic of transforming oneself into a character that then appears hundreds of years later and have people listen. So, yeah, it was great.
Now, you're an actor, of course. I've seen you in other interviews refer to yourself also as taking on the role of a griot, a West African storytelling tradition. Can you talk about how you visualize that role in your life?
Yes. As you say, the term griot comes from Francophone West Africa. And the griot wears many masks. But most importantly, the griot is the keeper of the faith, the keeper of the history. He is the beacon in the life of the individual, the family, royalty, the community, the nation, the world at large. So it's up to the griot to master the oral history of humanity. And of course, the griot must have a protege, because when a griot dies, we say we have lost a library. So it is the necessity of the protege to receive all of the information that the griot has indeed intuited. So it's a kind of lineage legacy. And because it's a French term, women can also be griots, except you call them griots. Storytelling is the magic of the griot's profession, because everyone loves a good story, even if it starts so simply as once upon a time. And it became very integral to the work I'm doing previous to King Lear in Hadestown, because Hermes is messenger to the gods. It's another way of saying he's a griot. He's informing people, and he's bringing ancient wisdom to the modern day. And that's the same purpose I'm serving in this production of King Lear at the St. Louis Shakespeare Festival in the middle of beautiful Forest Park. That's where I am now. I'm speaking to you from outdoors, Forest Park, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're talking to Andre DeShields, a multi-award-winning Broadway actor, UW-Madison class of 1970, commencement speaker, UW-Madison class of 2021 at the commencement ceremony tomorrow. Andre, we've had this year where we can't go in person for the most part and see the play or the musical or the band show or whatever. I don't, have we learned what we've... how valuable these things are in their absence? Do you feel this pent-up hunger to get together and see stories told?
I don't personally feel the pent-up hunger, because I've been blessed by being gainfully employed throughout the pandemic, which is why I've had the opportunity to do things like deliver the charge to the graduates, because I didn't have to take shelter. Now, I'm speaking metaphorically. Of course, I followed the COVID protocol. But the lesson we're supposed to learn from this, when we are denied those things that nourish us, is that we have to return in some ways to the attitude that we are not an island. We are not an individual rock. We are connected. We are interdependent. We are a collective. And if we don't learn the lesson of collaboration, communication, coordination, then the world around us, the natural world around us, which is the source of everything that we use to create, we come into the world with nothing. We leave the world with nothing. Everything that we use is here waiting for us when we arrive. And we must honor that and not only leave it here for the others who follow us, but leave it in better condition than we discovered it. And I think this pandemic, if nothing else, has taught us that. Do not take anything for granted, and don't be so jealous of your personal sovereignty. We're in this together. No one can do it alone. If not all of us achieve, then none of us will achieve.
And Andre, in just the last couple of minutes we have with you, can you talk about this role that you're preparing for literally today, King Lear, this legendary Shakespearean role? What yes. are you thinking as you go into it?
Yes, I'm on a 15-minute break and using it to talk to you, Rob. But I'm happy to do that, because history is circular. And this intersection that we are all experiencing right now is a meeting of history and evolution. That's a unicorn experience. Now, what do I mean by that? Not every individual experienced that kind of crossroad in their lives. But here we are, intergenerationally, having this opportunity to watch a clash of the titans as history and evolution look each other in the eyes. And say to us, the zeitgeist is changing. There's a world that's eager to die, and we must allow it to do that, because there's a parallel world that is bristling with energy to be born, and we must be good midwives to that world. So don't react in panic. Don't act in fear. Understand that evolution goes forward. Don't be nostalgic for the past. Be nostalgic for the future. And that is at the core of King Lear. You know, he's known as the Mad King. But at the end of his journey, he experiences redemption. So that's where we are right now. We're on the other side of redemption, and we should embrace it.
Andre, thank you so much for spending your rehearsal break with us today.
My pleasure. Do I have another 15 seconds?
Go for it.
Because I would like to leave this magical word with your listening audience. Ubuntu. It's borrowed from the network of Bantu languages that are spoken in Southeast Africa. And just as namaste means the divinity in me recognizes and salutes the divinity in you, Ubuntu means I am because you are. Ubuntu.
We'll leave it there. Andre DeShields is a Tony, Grammy, and Emmy-winning Broadway star. He's affectionately known as Broadway's deity. He's a member of the UW-Madison class of 1970 and will address the undergraduate class of 2021 at UW-Madison's commencement ceremony tomorrow.